Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we gather here today, beginning the celebration with hosannas and praise the Lord's as you come into Galilee, into Jerusalem as a king, as a ruler. And then we transition into crucify him, being the shout of the day. We live in a busy world, and so frequently we lose sight of the fact that that world is always changing around us. Open our hearts and our minds to the hearing of your words. Grant me the words that I might speak, and each of us hear the ears that we may hear, the meditations you've prepared for our lives. These many things we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Well, it's the beginning of Holy Week. It's a time where we address and look at ourselves. So if we could step back for a moment and pretend like your hand was holding you, or you put your hand up where the cup is that has your natural element in it for water or wine or whatever you're going to use for communion, and see that element as being you. And as you're looking there and peering at that element, as you're peering at yourself, and you hear the words of Jesus to Peter as a prediction, before this evening meal, before these things take place, you will deny me three times before the cock crows. How long would you have to wait before the cock crowed three times? Probably happens pretty quick, right? And what's the way that Jesus looked at Peter? Can you imagine that as you look at him? The 60th chapter, or the 60th verse of Luke 22, chapter 22 of Luke that we just heard. As soon as Peter denied him the third time, Jesus looked up and looked at him. What was that look? Look of despair, of shame. Have I told you, or I got you, or of compassion and sadness, or support? We've just come through a year of pandemic, beginning our second year. And all these things that are yet to come, we're all going to sit back and say, well, we can never do it that way. We've never done it that way before. Or what else can change around us? It's that kind of despair that Peter must have felt as he ran out of the courtyard and wept. But Jesus never focuses on that. He focuses it on the hope and the anticipation of what we can do that's better, of how we can reach beyond our comfort levels and be a better tomorrow and better today. When the cock crowed for Peter, it was a sign of change. And Jesus had already predicted to him and told him that he was still the rock upon which he was going to build his church. He tells us as we pick up our wafer and our wine or water or earthly element and says to us, you are the body of Christ for the world. As we prepare for this Easter season, for this Holy Week walk to the journey of a changing world, may we see ourselves as an Easter people. May we accept the opportunities to be the best that we can be and hear the words of forgiveness when we're less than that. We need to see ourselves as people that are, as the body of Christ, the future of a redeemed people, that Christ comes down and touches our world and says to us, you're praying for a bunch of people, or you're concerned about a bunch of people. There's a lot of lives that you can touch. And then he tells us to go out and touch them. Go out and care for them. Be the presence of God in your world. And this can take on so many different formats. as we were carrying on a discussion of what to do with today's lessons after we had such a long reading. We've talked about not having a sermon at all. We talked about focusing on the change of the future or the devastation of the past. We talked about it being a political action, because all those things that Jesus predicted, the rider coming in on a donkey, the foal of an ass, was one that was the way emperors came into conquered nations and made a political statement that they're just poor me, just another person on the block, when they're coming in to dominate instead of support. We are God's people today that live in a world that's greatly divided. And whether we like to know it, see it or not, we are the elite of those people. Living in America itself, we have opportunities that the rest of the world can only wish for. How will we use the gifts that God has given us? How will we be the presence of God for the future? As we gather this next week, we'll see Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, and gather back together in churches or on Zoom for Easter Sunday. As 11 congregations working for one mission, and that's to be the presence of God in our own little vineyards, in our own little corners of the world that God's planted us. May we support each other, care for one another, as a group of 11, as individuals of one, that our congregations can be that which manifests a God that loves us and cares for us and wants the very best of us. May we not see ourselves as individual families, but as the people, the family of God, that others around can come to experience his life as we celebrate together a Lord who died on a cross, to be sure. We know the end of the story. We know of a resurrected Lord that raises us up and sends us out into the world, hearing the words of Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God bless you all. God bless us all as we step into the new future. Amen.